Roto Grinders presents your first word in daily fantasy sports. The Morning Grind. Stevie, TPFL, and company are here to jumpstart your analysis on today's DFS slate. Without further ado, here's your host, Stephen Young.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Friday, August 11th, 2017. We have 15 baseball games to talk about here on today's slate. I am refreshed. I am ready. I am back. The Siege, how you doing, buddy?
Baseball's stupid sometimes.
Baseball's never stupid. It's just highly variant.
Stupid. So stupid.
Ready for football?
So ready for football. You have no idea. Preseason was preseason. I didn't get one break and still made money. It was just like, okay, can we get football back, please?
It's right around the corner, that's for sure. If you guys want to get some drafts in, make sure you head on over to PlayDraft. Check them out. PlayDraft.com/grinders for 100% deposit bonus up to $600. Plus, you get access to the premium here at RotoGrinders for 3 months for free if you sign up using the promo code Grinders. Take advantage of the best ball content. It's amazing. The drafts are still soft. I'm excited. I didn't do any drafts because I knew I had a little vacation coming up here when my daughter's starting kindergarten. And now I'm excited to get back drafting and get some more best balls rolling here. So make sure you guys are checking that out. We're not gonna bullshit around today. We're just gonna get right into it. I am coming off vacation. I don't want to spend 2 hours breaking down a 15 game slate that sucks. And we're gonna get started here with Chris Stratton against Edwin Jackson, 10 total. Guessing you don't like these pitchers.
Wow, Stevie, coming back from vacation sharp.
Edwin Jackson is a -165.
All you need to know about the Washington stack today.
All you need to know about this slate. We don't typically like targeting the Giants, but, man, we love picking on Edwin Jackson. Is there anything that you like here for the Giants?
Jarrett Parker, he was on fire, and I was waiting for him to get on the road. A road trip that starts with Edwin Jackson is perfect.
Didn't they call up Ryder Jones, too?
Yeah, yeah.
Is he, really cheap?
Yeah, he probably is still too cheap somewhere, I'm sure. But I would rather play Jarrett Parker. He's a guy that's got hits now in his last six. A lot of extra base hits, six extra base hits in those six games. And that was against the Cubs in Arizona. They have pitchers that are better than Edwin Jackson.
Ryder Jones is 2K on DraftKings today. He's min salary.
This slate's so stupid.
Well, his slugging was 575 or something in AAA.
Whatever. It's okay, Ryder Jones and Jarrett Parker. We got two slots in cash figured out.
What's cash?
The thing I play at fantasy draft from time to time.
Oh, okay. Just making sure. Parker's 3,200. Man, some good pricing. Belts on the DL. There's not really much else, right?
Nope. Posey. Nationals 1-9. If you could play the pitcher hitting points, I would.
Yeah, definitely the top stack on the slate.
Yeah, there's no dispute in that.
We move on. Mets, Phillies, Lugo against Pivetta, 9.5 total here. Pick'em game. Any interest here in these two guys?
No.
Yeah, I'm not seeing a lot as far as pitchers go today. I'm going to be taking a couple stands. I already can see that. Mets bats against Pivetta. Anything really standing out to you here against a guy that's, semi had reverse splits. We look at the numbers: 4.12 wOBA against righties, 45% hard contact against righties this season.
No, I have no hot takes here in terms of the bats. I was looking for Dominic Smith somewhere, but he wasn't in a player pool.
Yeah, I don't mind Cespedes as a one-off against a guy that's given up a ton of power, a ton of home runs. I don't mind that.
Yeah, if you could find a site where Dominic Smith's actually in the player pool, I would like him.
Cespedes is still cheap too, 4,200. Like, he's not in the 5K range against a guy that has these reverse splits, giving up a ton of hard contact. 15 home runs and 43 innings for Pivetta against righties. So I like Cespedes, but they don't have any other right-handed power bats.
No, they don't. No, they do not.
Phillies are not good. Anything that you like here against Lugo?
Freddie Galvis? Nick Williams?
Hashtag brand.
What do you want from me?
Those are the only two guys that I ever play from Philadelphia.
Yeah, and Dominic Smith's not in either player pool. Shame.
Shame.
Shame on the sites. Come on. This was announced like 2 days ago.
All right. Red Sox Yankees. Oh, Red Sox Yankees. 6-hour baseball games are so exciting. Eduardo Rodriguez, Jaime Garcia. 9.5 total. Kind of a pick 'em. Jaime a slight favorite. Any interest in Rodriguez or Jaime Garcia?
Hell no.
Usually you love Rodriguez, but you just can't touch him in this spot.
He hasn't been right since he came off the DL. I said it last week. I say it again. He's not right yet. He's still – I still think that he's not right.
Yeah, falling downstairs hurt yourself. Painful.
Yeah. He was out 6 weeks, and he hasn't pitched a great game since. Like, pass.
We need to see a good game. I'm with you. Jaime Garcia has not looked good. This is the best option that the Yankees could go out and get.
I mean, I'm enjoying it because it lets me roster Eduardo. I am the best hitter in baseball since I got traded in Nunez.
I got to watch him the other night. Roped a couple doubles.
That's what I'm saying, man. Nunez, Betts, Hanley, Devers with that short porch and right. Lefty-lefty is interesting. Red Sox stack is a little interesting here against Jaime. Like, Jaime in a big ballpark is one thing. Jaime in a little batter's bandbox is a little different.
Don't – even if Sandy Leone's in the lineup, don't play him. He looks lost at the plate. I get to watch him this week. I feel like it's the weekend so much. I get to watch him, and, yeah, he just looks lost at the plate. But, man, really quick, how good is Chris Sale? God,
he's so good.
Oh, you know, you get to watch, you know, elite pitchers every once in a while, and he was just so elite the other night. It was just amazing just to sit there and watch. And, you know, he made it enjoyable because the game wasn't too long for my daughter. Like, it was just – thank you, Chris Sale.
Yeah, it was great.
Good job, Red Sox stack against Pruitt.
Pruitt.
Good job, yeah. Chris. What, 12 hits, 2 runs? Good job.
Yeah, there were a bunch of performances like that day.
There was.
Ubaldo, the Tigers went like 12 hits, 2 walks, and got like 1 run or some nonsense. It was like, okay.
Good game. Yeah. The Yankee side against Rodriguez, you saying that he's not right. Could you stack him up here?
I think it'd be more just a Sanchez or a Judge one-off. I don't think I would stack him on this slate.
Didn't Aaron Hicks come back?
He did.
Is he cheap?
He was cheap yesterday. Let's see if he's cheap.
3,600. That you definitely could play him.
Yeah, sure.
Always throughout his career, much better on the right-handed side of the plate. So
sounds good.
Pittsburgh Blue Jays, Jameson Taillon against Marcus Stroman. 9 total here. Any interest in either one of these guys?
Let's see. Let's type in Taillon into our search bar. He does a curve
slider. I already know that. He throws a curveball.
Then no.
I knew exactly what you were typing, man. I know Jameson Taillon throws a curveball.
I honestly, this game in Toronto, if this game were in Pittsburgh, I think I'd have a little more interest. It just kind of feels like a blah spot. Like, I don't really want to attack Stroman. There should be enough lefties in that lineup to scare me. Taillon against a pretty decent Toronto lineup just feels like a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Like I said, there's going to be some stands I'm taking today. I'm only going to play like 1 or 2 lineups, and there's just a couple stands that I'm going to be taking, and this game isn't one of them. It's just not one of them. There's a guy that I just absolutely love today. You know, just looking at the slate, looking at the research, that, you know, he's cheaper than Taillon, so I'm all in there. Let's go.
Let me just say, if you are an incentives member and you read Baltimore will hit 4+ home runs, you could put a nice check mark on that hot take. Check.
Hashtag tournament tactics.
Ah, beautiful. I think that should do it.
Looking at the Pittsburgh side, is there anything here against Stroman?
Is there anything here against Marcus Stroman? Josh Bell? I like him. He's more of an arcade mode guy. Like, it's really tough to be like, hey, let's play Josh Bell at first base on a 15-game slate where I can only play one of them.
Right. Yeah, I agree. But fantasy draft, play or the arcade mode, yeah, I'm with you. I will say, if you get – I don't know – you will get it. You'll get it on Sunday. Play Andrew McCutchen against J-Hap on Sunday. Andrew McCutchen is mashing lefties.
Yeah, it's every lefty. Just do it.
We set it on. We set it on.
Actually, Stevie, you don't have to say. You don't have to repeat that. There's a live final on Sunday. Why don't you just chill that one out? People might forget. And...
Hey, well, our listeners are gonna hear it up. So there you go. There's your tip for the live final on Sunday. I'm not picking on Zion here. Like, I don't mind smoke, but again, you know, it's a 15-game slate, and you're gonna pay out the roof for these guys.
Yeah, we have some stars in the next few games that you really would like to pick on. So, like, why am I gonna pick on a guy who actually has talent?
Oh, wow. Do you see Smoke's price?
No, what is it?
For the first time I can remember, he's under 4K. 3,900.
How cold has he been to get there?
Three hits in his last, 20 at-bats?
Yeah, it could be worse. It's a pretty steep drop. He was 5K, 3 days ago.
The price is right. Like, sometimes you just take a guy because of the price. I don't mind a guy that has 31 home runs at 3,900.
Yeah, he's the best player all around him by far. So there's that.
Yeah, so I don't want to write off that game that quick because that price is just – it's right. Kyle Gibson, Anibal Sanchez, not 10.5 total here. Not playing the pitchers in this game. I know you're thinking Sanchez, but no.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm thinking Kyle Gibson.
No, you're not.
I really am.
I'm all for picking on Detroit. I think they're terrible. Like, ever since the trade deadline, they're just bad. But I'm just not in this spot.
It's so tempting. It's like,
yeah, but he doesn't have any strikeout upside whatsoever.
You say that slider. He starts on a slider, curveball, and changeup. 19% swinging strike rate. 17% swinging strike rate. 28% swinging strike rate.
Is a 14.5K rate.
Against righties?
Against everybody.
But that doesn't matter against the Tigers. You don't have to, everybody doesn't matter. Like, they'll roll out one lefty, and if it's two, it's Candelaro who strikes out at 40%.
He has a 16% K rate against righties.
Yeah, but he was hurt. Like, this is the part of the year where I stop using full year stats and I start using last 2 months stats. I feel like full year stats start getting misleading right around this point of the year. Where, because you can't capture guys who have improved and guys who, were hurt in the first half that now have kind of figured it out. I'm not saying that I'm – I will certainly – he just threw a decent game against Detroit 2 weeks ago. 7 1/3, 3 earned, 5 Ks for 20 DK. I would take 20 DK for 5,900.
Yeah, that's 3X. Heck yeah.
I don't think he's out of play. I'm not saying he's my favorite play, but I think if you're scripting the slate, I certainly would consider some Kyle Gibson shares.
Fair enough. Detroit's bad. There's just no other way to say it. They're not good.
Yeah. Interest in bats is Kinsler, Upton, and Pass.
And the best thing about it, too, is they have one of the highest implied team totals on the slate. Detroit does. Nobody's going to play Gibson, so there's that.
Yeah, that team total is insane. Twins, money line.
All right. You mentioned – you said Kinsler. I didn't hear you. You said
Kinsler and Upton.
Sums it up. Castellanos is hitting the ball hard. It's eventually going to start falling or going over the fence.
The problem is third base is loaded on this slate. Really tough to catapult.
I already found a 2K third baseman in an excellent spot. I'm good.
Right. And there's 15 more that you could play that we haven't even gotten to yet.
We're both going to love the guy in Arizona. Let's be honest.
I like the guy in Chicago.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Twins, anything standing out to you here against Sanchez?
Not really.
He still has those massive reverse splits.
Yeah, but where's the Twins just don't know. The Twins winning a slate is just it basically requires 10 runs on 18 hits. I'm just not going to do that on a 15-game slate.
So no arcade mode.
Yeah, this is the way I'm playing him in normal mode. Zero. None.
Yep, because I just realized he's pitching in Arizona against the Diamondbacks, and there's just no way I'm not playing Lamb today.
Lamb?
John Lackey?
Oh, shoot. Sorry, I was looking at the wrong game. Oh, yeah, sorry. I was looking at the Padres-Dodgers game, and I was like, Clayton Richard? It's what?
No, God, no. Yeah, John Lackey against Jake Lamb. Spoiler alert. I am going to have all the Jake Lamb today.
Man. How are Rockies, you gonna do that? How are you gonna do that if you're playing Ryder Jones?
He can play first base too.
He's not first base eligible.
Is he is first base, third base. Sup.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's sick.
2K, baby. 2K. Oh, I don't even know if you're gonna need the money. That's the thing. Rockies, Marlins, John Gray against Jose Arena. 9 total. Pick 'em game here. No respect for John Gray. Should he have respect? Like I said it last time out, I was like, if he can't get through the Phillies, like, is he going to be able to get through anybody?
Yeah, but he kind of got by them. He didn't really, like, go out there and dominate. And you're getting a price hike. For me, I can't play John Gray here. He's the same price as Faria. Like, I would play Faria first.
Man, you want to talk about a dramatic ballpark shift, though.
What do you mean? That game's in Tampa.
I no, the
game. Oh, you mean for John Gray?
Yeah, like.
Yeah, but we tried this with the Mets. Do I need to read that line again?
Yeah, yeah, destroyed.
2 innings, 9 hits, 8 earned runs.
Listen, you know I just have a soft spot for this guy. I can't play him here.
Don't do it.
I'm not going to play him here. I'm not going to play him here because I'm making one or two teams, and there's just two guys that I love on the slate.
All right, let's move on.
Any interest in Arena? No. Blackman, yes.
Yeah.
Para, yes. Cargo, no.
He's still overpriced.
They've been out of cores now. Are they still overpriced?
Yes.
I wish I could figure out this pricing algorithm.
It's called price the Rockies up at all times so they can't possibly burn you in cores.
Anything for the Marlins here?
Giancarlo Stanton's very good at baseball.
He is just scorching. Scorching.
Yeah, not exactly the matchup where I would like to play him, but what the hell.
Yeah, I don't like Yelich. I don't like Yelich against ground ball guys. You like Yelich much more against fly ball guys, so I'll pass on Yelich. I like Stanton as a one-off here.
Sure.
Indians, Rays, Carlos Carrasco, Jacob Faria. 8 total, 2 of the better pitchers on the slate.
What is Chuck Carrasco Day for 2000 there, Roger? Or 9,700?
Should yeah, he's going to be super popular here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, after Salazar kind of was okay, but did Salazar things. He didn't blow you up for you. I think the whole world is coming back and going to play Carrasco here at 9,700. It's just too cheap.
Yeah, you get him on the road, too. He's much better on the road.
Yeah. Yep, you know, it's just the way.
Yeah, the problem is, like, if they wouldn't have priced Rich Hill at 12-2, like, maybe some of the Carrasco ownership would have went to Rich Hill, but Carlos Carrasco is going to be really popular here.
Carlos Carrasco should be 11-7. That would make the pricing on this slate correct.
Yeah. You, as a tournament player, what are you doing if you're making 3 lineups?
Playing 3 Carrasco.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm playing him here. Like, I said, there's 2 guys I really like. There's just no way I'm not playing Carrasco here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be different with my bats. You know, it is what it is. And then Jacob Faria on the other side here, like, he's good. He can pitch 4 pitches wherever he wants. He's good.
He's very good. He's not average. I will say that, Stevie. He's not average.
I'm not even going to go there again. I don't like any bats in this game. I did see that the Indians picked up Jay Bruce while I was on vacation. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Sure. Brantley went down, right?
Yeah, he got hurt.
So you think that's why they did the move?
You know, I didn't think about that. That was reported like right after that.
Yeah, I think that's why they made the move, right?
Yeah, it makes sense, I guess.
Yeah, Jay Bruce is a much different bat than Brantley, too. That's interesting pickup.
Yeah.
I don't see anything for the Rays here, by the way.
I think we should move on to Astros Rangers.
Houston at Texas, Charlie Morton, Cole Hamill, 9.5 total. Morton, the 120 favorite here. I don't mind Charlie Morton, not where I'm going to end up, but I don't think he's the worst pitcher on the slate.
No, I think this is an interesting tournament option. Like, Texas is worse than people think it is. Like, even in Texas, like, this isn't the great offense. Morton's kind of shown that he's back. I don't mind this spot at all. I think this is definitely a solid tournament option for people if you're looking to go a little bit different.
Yeah, I don't disagree whatsoever. The only thing that worries me, 101 degrees at first pitch. That's the only thing that worries me.
Yeah, the Rangers, you have to make contact first.
That's so true. 0 interest for me in Cole Hamels.
None. Negative interest.
One of my favorite stacks on the slate is Houston. And it shouldn't shock anybody. I love Houston. I've been stacking them all year. We get
can't do it here. Can't do
it. I'm definitely going to do it here.
Can't do it. Houston against lefties without Correa.
Yeah, but they've added Springer back. We know how good Marwin is. Jose Altuve.
They're not that good. As the legendary Notorious pointed out today in Expert Survey, again, if you're not a premium member, I encourage you to check this out. This is what he read. This is what he wrote this morning, and it got me on Carlos Rodon in a spot where I probably wouldn't have. Let's see, hopefully no one's deleted the survey yet. Here it is. Without Correa and Gattis, they're a much different offense when facing a left-handed pitcher. In fact, five of their projected starters have an ex-WOBA under 300 against lefties this season, and they're facing Rodon, who's coming off his best start of the season. If I replace Carlos Rodon with Cole Hamels, it is an exact fit. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to copy and paste this for later.
All right, fair enough.
Delete the survey and paste.
All right, and is there anything from the Rangers that you like here?
Is there anything from the Rangers I like here? No.
Royals at White Sox. Danny Duffy against Renardo Lopez. I think that's who's starting. That's what I have.
Yes, the White Sox prospect they got in the Adam Eaton trade.
All right. Duffy's definitely interesting here. We've talked about the White Sox. They've been really bad since the trade deadline. But I did see Avisio Garcia is back, and that definitely gives them one of their better bats back.
Yeah, I think this is just going to be a slugfest. I like both offenses here. You know, kid making his debut for his new team. He's pitched before in the majors, but it wasn't all that impressive. I do like the Royals offense here, but.
Yeah, I was trying to pull up the wind really quick to see if we had any kind of wind or anything, but not seeing much of anything here. If you want to play the narrative that they're bad against lefties, sure. Don't mind Duffy. Garcia makes a huge difference, though, in that lineup.
Yeah, I wouldn't play Duffy here.
Again, there's a guy that I really, really like on the slate, and we're going to get to him in a minute.
Yeah, you mean the guy that I've been on since like mid-May? That guy?
I don't know. We'll have to see. We may or may not be on the same person. Any Royals bats that you like here against Lopez?
One. Merrifield, King, Cabrera, Hosmer, Moustakas, Moss, Gordon.
I could get to the Moss part. I don't think I play Alex Gordon.
Alex Gordon has been like quietly like this 2,300 guy all year that every time I get really desperate, I kind of just play. And he kind of just like has not been terrible. He kind of just does enough to kind of get you by.
Sure.
A real rousing endorsement, right?
He's batting 196 with 5 home runs this year.
I'm telling you, anytime that you like actually would like consider the guy, he hasn't been as bad as you think.
Maybe you're just playing him on days that he's getting hits and you have a soft spot.
Because I play him when he's facing a really horrific pitcher at 2,300.
Fair enough. He's 2,600 today, by the way.
Oh, that might be a little bit out of my price range.
Yeah, breaking the bank.
I'm dead serious. Like literally, it was like 2,300 and under.
White Sox against Duffy. Anything that you're liking here against the Duffy?
Is Kevin Smith still free batting cleanup against a lefty, even though it's a really good lefty and Kevin Smith is awful?
He'll probably bat fifth, right? Won't Garcia bat fourth?
All right, whatever. You get the point holds.
He's 2,900.
That even might be too much.
Yeah, if you need the salary, I guess. Garcia is 3,500. I like that price.
Yeah, it's 15-game slate. Just don't think I'm going to end up there, but I understand.
I'm kind of stalling to look and see if there's any BVP really quick.
Justin Turner double into the gap. Dodger stack, baby.
Sanchez? God, they all have good BVP against Duffy. 121 at-bats, 355 average.
That's good, right?
That's pretty good. Not a lot of home runs, though. Garcia's 9 for 27. Tim Anderson's 5 for 14. Jose Abreu, 13 for 37. Yolmer Sanchez, 9 for 20. Oh, Reds, Brewers, Homer Bailey, Jimmy Nelson, 9 total. Any interest here in either one of these guys?
I love Jimmy Nelson. Long live Jimmy Nelson. He is a beast among beasts. I will have all the Jimmy Nelson today.
Fair enough.
BVP be damned.
Well, he's not the same pitcher.
No, he's. Oh, that was Homer Bailey's BVP. Just kidding. Sorry.
Oh, we got BVP here.
333 averages a team with a 1.1 OPS. Is that BVP? Yeah. Yeah, actually, Jimmy Nelson's BVP has been really good. Fake news on him having bad BVP. Very fake news.
The one guy he's kind of struggled against is Joey Votto. Shocking.
And Duvall, right? You're stunned. And Billy Hamilton's run off him because he can't hold on a runner to save his life.
Yeah, Billy Hamilton, arcade mode play, by the way, today. If he gets on base, he can pick up 2 stolen bases.
Yeah, just like that. So I think Votto, Duvall, and Hamilton are the guys you're afraid of, but the rest of the lineup he should mow down with no problem.
And zero interest in Bailey. Don't play that guy.
Stevie coming right back on vacation with these very hot takes.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I might actually have a hot take in the next game. We talked about the Reds bats. Votto, okay, 15 games late, you're probably not playing him. Billy Hamilton's the guy that stands out to me. Jimmy Nelson can't hold on runners. If Hamilton gets on base, he's going to run.
Yeah, I hard to argue with that.
Brewers against Bailey. Bailey against righties this season. He's given up a bunch of home runs. You look at the numbers against lefties, not much better. Like, you can definitely stack up the Brewers here. Nobody stacks this team. I love stacking them.
Hard to argue with that as well.
Let's move on. Braves, Cardinals. Here's my guy, Michael Foltynewicz, against a right-handed heavy Cardinals team.
I had a bad feeling this is where you were
going to end up. No, going all in, baby. He looks good right now. He looks good.
While you went on vacation, the Cardinals offense exploded.
Don't care.
Man, I tried this twice while you were gone. It did not work.
I'm going right at him here. Right at him with Folty. This is going to be my make or break guy of the day. If he pitches well, I'll probably have a good day. Him and Carrasco, that's my set.
I got to see what the lineup is before I can kind of cop on board here.
Kind of know what the lineup's going to be. Maybe Carpenter, Pham, DeJong, Jerko, Molina, Fowler, Wong, Grucic.
Yeah,
name a guy under 8K that has the upside as Folty.
Under 8K?
He had 11 Ks against the Marlins last time out.
There's a guy, but I see your point. Like, I'm not going to just, like, finagle just to finagle. Like, I get your point. The question is, though, do you need to save? Like, I think you can easily fit, you know, a Carrasco and a Jake Faria in really easily, you know, 4K per bat. You know, do you really need to get down to Folty?
Yes, I do.
I mean, Nelson and Carrasco is 3,800 per bat. I think I'll be fine with that. I think I'll be able to make that work, especially with Ryder Jones at 2K.
Yeah, it's fair. It's definitely a fair point. Like, I've looked at the research. I'm making my bed with Folty today.
Yeah, I understand it. I just
If I'm playing Carrasco, I'm taking a pitcher I feel like it's going to be low owned to go with him, and I think that's going to be Folty. And I think that he has the upside. It's just going to be all about, you know, what the bats do on the slate.
I certainly have a hard time arguing against. He's a home road splits guy, though. He's given up 5 home runs in 51 innings at home, 14 in 69 innings on the road.
Which makes no sense in that ballpark.
Yeah, maybe it's the mound. Who knows? Maybe he's a creature of habit.
Yeah, maybe he likes sleeping in his own bed. You know, that's a real thing.
I mean, it's stunning that people don't understand that concept, but I'm with you.
Some people don't like playing on the road. And then you get guys like Carlos Carrasco, who's like, get me the hell out of Cleveland. Like, his numbers over the last 3 years, home road splits, are just insane how good Carrasco's been on the road.
Yeah, for sure.
I have no interest in Wainwright. Any interest here? Like, his first game back, we only saw 88 pitches, didn't do much, no strikeouts, 1 strikeout, sorry. I know the game was in Cincy. Atlanta's not great, but, like, I'm just going to need to see a good game before I play a guy off the DL.
Yeah, I understand that. I think if I was scripting and I built a bunch of Folty teams, I literally might just copy-paste and paste in Wainwright and just be like, all right, I'll take the pitcher in this game, whoever pitches well.
I don't see an issue with that. I don't think either one of us are going to script the slate, though.
No.
Cubs, Diamondbacks. Hey, buddy, here we go. 9.5 total is too low.
Peralta, Goldschmidt, Lamb. I'm sorry. We do pitchers first, right? Sorry.
Yeah, John Lackey against Tyjon Walker. Don't play these guys.
I actually don't even hate Walker, but look, it's not a I love you play. It's a the Cubs strike out a ton, and why the hell not? You're talented.
I guess that's super fair. Like, I can
again,
get
a guy under 8K who has a ton of upside, right? We're looking for guys on that on this option.
Right.
Not a ton of guys on this slate with upside that can strike out 10. He's one of them. Whether you want to deal with that heart attack that he will put you through or not is up to you.
Yeah, and like I've said a couple times, if you're playing Carrasco, you get your second pitcher that's going to be low owned. That's going to differentiate yourself enough here. Like, I'm going to tell you right now, CJ, I'm looking at it, and I'm all in on this Diamondbacks top five against him with Carrasco and Fulte.
Really hard to argue against it, Stevie.
I've been picking on Lackey all year, and I get a dream spot. Why am I not going to not stack against him here?
Yeah, I mean I should actually note that there's a 10% chance I go to Kansas City, Chicago. I kind of might have been biased my takes. So I should note that.
Well,
I really like to note when I'm going to go to a game, and I forgot that someone offered me tickets and I'm going to be in Chicago, so I might go.
Heck yeah. Why not taking a game?
Yeah, more like because I can go to a sports bar and watch all the games and get drunk with DFS people, which is awesome.
Well, go to the game and then meet up with them afterwards. If you're drinking at like 10 o'clock, what's the difference between drinking at like 7 and 10?
There is no difference, Stevie. There's no difference.
I guess that's true. Dude, we went to this beach bar last night, and they had buckets that were 32 ounces full of 5 different rums and some fruit punch. Guess how many I had, CJ?
Oh, God.
To be fair, I had my daughter with me. And to be fair,
the over,
we were...
still, it's still like if you set the line over 1.5, the line, it's still minus 200 to bet on the over.
And the second part of the beat, to be fair, we were across the street from our resort.
Yeah, so it's like at least 2, probably 3.
I have no comment about this situation.
Oh man, I never drink with you when you get that drunk. It's always like you're being responsible. What the hell is?
I don't get drunk. I don't ever get drunk, except for when we were in Orlando. I got hammered that night.
Yeah, to be fair, that was not our fault. But we do need to repeat that trip again next year.
Good job, Cam.
we do need to repeat that next year.
Oh,
Cam,
oh.
You're listening.
We do need to get another Magic game next year. That was fun.
Yeah. Family just told me we're going back to Disney World for Christmas, so we'll definitely do that again.
Oh, yeah. We need to play some golf when you come down. I promise I still suck.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. You've been playing every day. I'm not that much. Although I shot a net 59 the other day, so I can't complain.
All right, any bats from the Cubs against Walker? We kind of skipped over the Cubs.
Yeah, I mean, you could stack them if you like. It's obviously hitter's ballpark, team on the road, bad bullpen. This is a team that maybe I will fall in love with as the day goes on. Walker does have home run tendencies, so I could see myself talking myself into game stacking this game. But it's not like an offense that like I'm going to just pound the table for until I kind of dig into.
At first glance, Alex Avila is too cheap at 3,600 in this spot.
Yeah, for sure. And he's going to play every day now. Contreras is out for a few weeks.
Yep. So first glance, Ben Zobrist is like 3,300. You could get some cheap Cubs here outside of like Brian and Rizzo.
Yeah, for sure.
Just looking first glance, of course. So Jason Hayward at 3,400 too. Like you want guys that hit the ball hard against Walker because it's either probably going to be a strikeout or a ball that's going to go far. So. Hot take, ball that's going to go far. Man, I'm on the point today. Our listeners are going to love this podcast.
This is definitely the Stevie's coming back from vacation. I'm looking ahead towards a nice long weekend in Chicago podcast. This is not our best effort.
I think it's a great effort. Stack Diamondbacks with Fulte and Carrasco.
I mean, the advice is good. I just think the language we're using in terms of being responsible to the listeners that have kids in the car on their way to school. This is not one that they're going to be proud of.
We haven't used any bad words yet.
No, it's just it's our sentence structure is not all that hot.
Yeah, well, school started. My daughter starts school next week, so you know, we'll get there. Baltimore at Oakland, Ubaldo against Paul Blackburn. Ubaldo's on this slate. Man, this slate just keeps getting better and better and better.
I can't get a freaking stat against Ubaldo right.
The problem is, like, Chris Davis is a one-off here. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Rajai Davis, yes. If he gets on, he's going to steal. And then it's like Semien, if he gets on, he's going to steal. And then next thing you know, you're at four or five guys, and you're looking at a damn stack again.
Yeah, and like, so the thing that I just want to keep pointing out with Oakland, and yes, I did call a Ryan Healy home run on Tuesday. I'm patting myself in the back. I don't care. Matt Chapman is very good against righties. Healy's very good against lefties. And Matt Chapman is 2,300 here. So you're getting another cheap third baseman. The problem is Jake Lamb is 4,500, and Jake Lamb is faking and lackey. That's the problem.
That is definitely a significant problem.
But if you're playing arcade mode and you want to pay up a pitcher and you want to get some big bats, you can look at a guy like Chapman, especially because he's on the late slate and you're going to, you know, probably pay up for a pitcher.
Yeah, definitely. It's again, I can't have a hard time arguing against that.
Blackburn, I don't really have any interest here in Blackburn.
Nope, it's not Toronto. I played Paul Blackburn one time. I'm probably done for my career, man. That guy came through.
I will be fair. I don't think I would stack the Baltimore side here against Blackburn. They're very right-handed heavy. He's been getting ground balls. He doesn't give up a lot of hard contact. 21% hard contact against righties. So, you know, we said this with we said this on Tuesday with German Marquis, and he went.
Said Bartolo Colon. Was that Wednesday? You weren't here.
That was Wednesday. I wasn't here.
God, man, I was so. I'm in tournament tactics. I was all about fading the Brewers.
We said fade Cleveland against Marquis, though, and you know they didn't score a run on Tuesday. I was looking at the box scores of the game.
I did a show with Grant, and he was begging me to play Marquis, and then I talked myself off of it. He was so right. He's like, this is the play that's 2% on that has real upside. And I was just like, you're right, Grant. I'm going to do it.
I didn't. So I was sitting at the game, and I was sitting there going, man, I hated the Indians. Why didn't I play him at all? You know,
I watched this game and I'm like, yeah, he's doing exactly what I thought. Like 7 earns, 4K, no earned runs. Like that's still a really good pitching performance.
He was like 5,200 or something too, and it was like
64 or something. It was just like I played.
This is a great spot.
Oh man, I won't tell you who I played that day. It was the worst decision I made all year.
I'm not going to say the same thing about Blackburn. Baltimore's going to score some runs here, but I will not stack Baltimore here.
This is tough for me because I like playing Baltimore against guys that have no swing and strike ability.
That's true.
And this is one of them. I think I'm with you. I think I will just watch. But I can understand maybe if you're playing a late slate, copying it on Baltimore.
I was going to say the three-game late slate, if you're not playing like with the Arizona game in there, like Baltimore would probably be the team that I would go for too.
I would even play it with the Arizona if there's a nice slate with it. You know, get it low-owned and you don't have to beat – you know, 28 other teams or 22 other teams, you only have to beat like 8.
Yeah, fair enough. Oakland, we kind of talked about it. Rajah Davis, if he gets on base, he's going to run. Chris Davis is a one-off. Like, there's some spots here.
Yeah, I think Oakland's firmly in play here. As much as I like want to complain about it, they're firmly in play here.
Angels, Mariners, Ricky Nolasco, Marco Gonzalez. I haven't done a lot of research on Gonzalez. You were telling me he's a prospect. He was drafted 19 overall by the Cardinals, came over to the Mariners this year. AAA with the Cardinals this season, his numbers have not been great. You know, swinging strike rate under 10%, K rate 21%. Fly ball, ground ball, neutral guy, giving up home runs, giving up walks. Like, I don't want to see a AAA XFIP at 4.5.
Yeah, I don't see this as being a spot where you play him. I kind of think this is a fade. Now, on the Seattle side, Nolasco historically has gotten completely shelled by Seattle. Earlier this year, he threw a complete game shutout or some nonsense like that. Let me see. It was something ridiculous. Let's see. All right, 3 starts this year against them, and he's averaged 20 DK points. But one of these starts was insane. Here it is. Yeah, it was a complete game shutout, and he put up 41 DK points. So in the other 2 starts, he's averaged 10 DK points. So don't play him.
Play Cano.
Play Seager.
Play Nelson Cruz. Play Nelson Cruz and Cano.
Yeah.
Don't play Seager.
They have BVP.
Don't play Seager.
I love how you say that. You have BVP in front of you. Like, of course. You play the guys who have great BVP and don't play the ones that have bad ones, Stevie. I'm on to you. I'm on to you.
15 game slate. Of course you're on to me. That's good. I'm glad you know I'm looking at BVP against Alaska.
You know, that's our team, by the way. We'll bat ninth if you want to wrap around. But hit the ball decent.
Yeah. Okay. I'm always there.
San Diego at the Dodgers.
Oh, we don't want to talk about Mike Trout against the lefty?
I think that was implied.
CJ Cron against the lefty?
It's a 15-game slate. I'm not playing CJ Cron.
San Diego at Dodgers, Clayton Richard, Rich Hill. Rich Hill, a minus 340 here. He's 12-2. Pass.
Yeah, with you.
Like, the only reason you're playing Rich Hill here is if you want to be contrarian and pay up on a 15-game slate.
I mean, I can understand this one because, like, you're paying for a floor, and it's not like you need the salary in a lot of spots. I understand it. It's just not something that I'm going to do. I don't like paying up for floors very often.
Especially in a guy that could get a blister in the first inning and leave the game.
Yeah. I mean, the spot is – I think the price is right. I think he's going to come in at 20 to 22% despite what you're talking about just because of the slate dynamics. But I for me, it's a no-go. I would almost rather play Perella, who seemingly can't get out in the last month.
Yeah, we'll say Rich Hill, 12 innings against the Padres this year, one earned run, 16 strikeouts. He's averaging 30 DK points in two games.
Yeah, I think he's definitely a fine cash game play. I don't think I would play cash without him, but I just don't see like this massive ceiling that I want to pay up for. But then again, you know, like you can pay up for him. There are a couple cheap bats in good spots, and you can still pay up for a lot of bats. Like, I don't think he's as out of play as you do, I think I would say. I don't think it's a place I'll go, but I completely understand this one.
I think that I probably misspoke a little bit. You know, I don't mind putting my foot in my mouth. No, I'm just saying I don't mind putting my foot in my mouth. I've already told everybody where I'm going on this slate, but I don't think Rich Hill's that bad.
No, I don't think he's that bad. I just heard the backtracking, so I wanted to get that truck.
No, that's fine. You know me. I don't mind admitting when I'm wrong.
Oh, trust me, I'm wrong a lot.
Yeah, like, you know, you're wrong. If you're always right, trust me, you'd be just making millions of dollars and not talking about the slate on a podcast the night before the slate.
I'd be in Florida and we'd play golf every day. It'd be great.
Yeah, just live off of your millions. No problem. I'll be your secretary.
Yeah, golf would be – I'll give you a couple of tips to win a couple million on your own.
I'd kick your ass on the golf course. It'd be good to go.
All right. Since the guy who lost like 6-5 the last time we played, you really can't go there, buddy. And it should have been like 7-8, 8-7.
That back nine, you realize I was coming hard. You won like one hole on the back nine.
I won two. I won 11 and I won 14. Let's calm down here. Like, no, you won like three holes. Let's like the history books here. How you were roaring back here is a little overstated.
I shot 82 on Monday.
That's pretty good.
I'm ready. Let's go.
I shot like 77 or something. I shot out of my mind.
Yeah, I've been shooting consistent mid-80s. So yeah, my new clubs are here tomorrow. Like, let's go.
Oh, man. I'm ready to go. All right.
Let's play some Home Run Derby. I don't even know whose turn it is to go first.
Draft. Draft, buddy. I know that you don't want – I know you want to skip it because it's down to two.
Did you send it?
No, I didn't send it. Would you like to send it?
I don't care.
You could send it. I'll give you some mojo change. I know you might need it after your 4-game losing streak to let me right back in the hunt now with 6 weeks to go.
No, I'm firmly refreshed now. Watch out.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. We will see how that goes.
You know, every once in a while you just need a vacation. It's definitely for me.
I hear you.
It was so nice. I can't lie. It was so nice, like getting like 8 or 9 hours of sleep both days.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. I get the first pick.
Whoop-de-doo.
I'm going to take Rich Hill, baby. I'm going to take that floor.
Wow. I would have taken Rich Hill, too.
Of course you would have.
I'm going to take Carrasco. And I'm taking my dude. I don't even care. Jake Lamb.
Oh, I thought that's not who I thought your dude was.
Jake Lamb against John Lackey in Arizona just screams multiple home runs.
Yeah, for sure.
Just so listeners know while you're making your picks, John Lackey this season has allowed 15 home runs in 54 innings, a 34% hard contact with a 38% fly ball rate and a 378 wOBA against lefties. Like, I'm not overblowing the Arizona John Lackey picks.
Well, I just took Goldschmidt and Peralta, so that's where I stand.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to be all in there. I'm definitely going to take Trout against the lefty.
That's fine.
And this one's hard. This next one's hard.
Yeah, because you know I'm gonna who I'm taking if you give me the chance.
Yeah. I'm definitely taking a bat here.
I think you have to.
Because you're going to take Jimmy Nelson, which I'm completely fine with. I made my bet with Folty. I'm good with that.
The question is, are you taking AJ Pollock or are you taking another one of these power bats?
I think I'm just going to let you have the stack and just take another good one-off. I'm just trying to figure out which one-off I want to take. There's a guy we talked about earlier.
Yeah. There's a couple guys that are in good spots that we talked about earlier.
Yeah, I don't know why his projection's so low, but I'm going to take Harper. Harper against Chris Stratton, that just seems like a good spot. We talked about Washington being one of the top stacks on the slate. I know it was a long, long time ago on the podcast, but they're still in a good spot.
Oh, interesting. You actually leave me the guy I think I want. I'm not actually going to take Pollock here. I think I'm going to actually go ahead and take Charlie Blackman here against Urena.
I think that's good in this kind of format. You take the floor, and he has the upside. Like, I like that pick.
Yeah, and I will go ahead and take Jimmy Nelson.
Yeah, I think it was pretty obvious. You know, you were taking Nelson. I was taking Folty.
Yeah, I think that was pretty clear. But, yeah, I could have gone with the full stack there. I just think I'm overweight on Arizona at this point. I don't think I need to press it any farther than I already have. So why not take the guy who I think has, like, the highest floor on the slate?
Three man, six man, 10 man. If you get the opportunity to take those three Arizona bats, I think you do it.
Yeah, definitely. I think though, and I think in a head to head, like I think the max you can really take for a team is two. I don't think there's any reason to take three.
Yeah, I don't disagree. So we have eliminated Jake Lamb, Mike Trout, Bryce Harper, Charlie Blackman, David Peralta, and Goldie from Home Run Derby. You know, turn it is to go first.
It's yours.
I'm going to go right off the bat with the guy that I really like as a one-off that we talked about in game two of the podcast, Cespedes.
Yeah. That's fine. I'm going to take a guy off the board we haven't talked about in a long time, and it's really just because of how hot he is. And maybe he won't hit a home run, but he'll probably hit a couple doubles at worst. Eduardo Nunez.
I like it.
And you're going to let me have that?
Yep.
All right, awesome. And then I will go ahead and this is where it gets interesting. I don't want to take a chop play. I kind of want to go in the mid-range here. Mike Moustakas.
I'm going to let you have that. I shouldn't let you have it, but I'm going to let you have it. Let's see. Home runs. Who's going to hit home runs today? Who's leaving the yard? Travis Shaw is going to leave the yard.
Travis Shaw, hey? He is facing... Who the hell's pitching?
Homer Bailey.
Yeah, I'll let you have that one, I guess.
And then who else is going to leave the yard? Who is my cheap... Oh, I'm gonna say Ryder Jones. I don't know if he's hit a career home run.
You know.
Does he have a career home run yet? I don't think so.
I mean this will be the ultimate test of the veto. Like, that's who I was taking, so there's no way I'm letting you have it. He has one.
Dang, he has one already.
Yeah, would have been way cooler if we had
he hit one on the seventh, so he's hot. Another home run. All right, so you vetoed that. Oh, who do I want? I'm going to go Marwin Gonzalez off the board.
Okay, I'm going to take Jarrett Parker.
Jarrett Parker. All right, that's going to do it.
Man, I hate when you don't veto, man. You kill an auto home run play of the day every time you don't do that. The listeners need to get on your case more.
They do need to get on my case more.
It's like automatic home runs that you're not letting the people have access to.
They're gonna get a 2K home run today. Like, what else do they want from me?
More, as they should.
They can want whatever they want. I enjoy it. I appreciate our listeners. Any final thoughts before we get out of here?
This slate sucks.
Slate's awesome. I'm going to win all the money with Arizona. I'm super excited about it. And
This is one of those 15-game Friday slates where we stack Arizona and we assume it's 30%. It comes in 15%. We win all the money.
I'm telling you right now. That's
how I'm feeling.
I've built one team. I'm really happy with it. I got everything I wanted on one team. I'm done. I'm playing one team today.
I'm probably going to play three Arizona stacks. Now you talk to me. You know, the more I think about that, it's just pure gold.
And we didn't talk about this guy, but, you know, a guy that I play every day that I can. I get Brandon Crawford against Edwin Jackson. I'm super excited.
Do not play Brandon Crawford.
I'm going to play Brandon Crawford. You're not going to talk me off Brandon Crawford. You keep trying. God.
All right, well, for you people that are not insane and actually like fantasy points on your roster, shortstops in similar ranges, Tim Beckham leading off at 3,200 is a viable option.
Simeon, I don't have 3,200.
Simeon at 3,400
is a good
option. Freddie Galvez at 3,700 is a good option as well. For those of you who don't have that much, Dusty Coleman has finally been moved over to shortstop. He bats eighth for the Padres, but he's been raking. I wouldn't mind that at 2,700. He's a boom-bust home run
You're
guy.
You're not playing Dusty Coleman against Rich Hill instead of Brandon Crawford against Edwin Jackson.
One guy is batting 306 with 1,000 OPS, and one guy's
facing Edwin Jackson, and one guy's facing Rich Hill.
You, again, Stevie, as we mentioned earlier in the podcast, you have to make contact to get fantasy points.
Brandon Crawford has hits in four of the last five games.
Ooh, he's got some singles. I'm so scared. I'm going to win a tournament with Brandon Crawford's two singles.
Double
and a
stolen base. Get off my guy.
Oh, wow. One double.
Can you talk about him a little bit more? I feel a lot more better playing him.
He's got no home runs or triples in his last 10. Woo, baby. He's yeah, have fun with that. I will gladly go ahead and take the hot guy on the Padres first against Rich Hill, who can give up some home runs when he leaves a curveball up in the zone.
All right. Any final thoughts before we get out of here, CJ?
I think that's everything here.
All right, we're going to get out of here. You'll be back Tuesday. I'll be back Monday. Good luck in your contest this weekend, and we'll see you then. Hey, everyone. CBTPFL here to talk about the NASCAR Marketplace package at RotoGrinders. My NASCAR package and our daily marketplace is your one-stop shop for fantasy information. For $10 a week, or $150 a year, you gain access to cash and tournament rankings, projections, practice notes, two live shows, live chat, and much more. Check out our marketplace today and start crushing daily fantasy NASCAR with my NASCAR package here at RotoGrinders.